Welcome to On the Verge with Kara Bradley, weekly blasts of no hype advice and essential practices to settle down, show up, and shift from crazy busy to high definition, high voltage living. Hey everyone, thanks again for joining me. Always, always so grateful to have you out there listening and checking back in with me. It really fuels my fire, I have to tell you that. So as always, deep bows to you all for being curious enough to press play this morning, this afternoon, this evening, wherever you are. Today is one of those off-script episodes. I do it when I'm feeling really feisty and coming to my microphone without a clue. Well, I have a very slight clue of what is coming through me, the impulse that's coming through me. And I do these episodes because, one, they are great practice for me in being completely spontaneous. And I hope that they inspire you as well to not always be so careful with everything that you're doing, to not always be so predictable or planned out, because there's so much genius that runs through us every second of our lives that goes unnoticed. And oftentimes, if we're too planned and too predictable, we squash that. We let it just run right by us to the next person it's going to inspire. So to really listen when you are inspired and to let it rip sometimes without holding back, without worrying about how it lands, without worrying about the consequences of what you're doing. I mean, really, I mean, we play it so careful in life. So here it goes. This impulse that came through to me on the treadmill this morning, actually a little bit before that, during my morning pages, my morning journal, then it kind of started to fester a little bit on the treadmill, and I came right up to my apartment, plugged in the mic, didn't even get a glass of water. That's another thing. Oftentimes when I allow impulse to come through in this spontaneous way, I like to be slightly uncomfortable. So crazy, all right? This is crazy, and I know it's a little bit off topic before I even get on topic, but when we are slightly uncomfortable, on edge, on the verge, we're a little bit more awake. We're a little bit more in our bodies. We're feeling more. So a little secret that I have when I speak out in public in conferences and with businesses or wherever I am speaking, teaching, I never go to the bathroom before. So if I have to kind of a little bit go to the bathroom, got to hold it in, you know, number one, I'm talking about, I don't go. I like to have a little sense of constriction, right? Physical constriction a little bit that keeps me awake and alert. So being thirsty right now after my workout is a little bit uncomfortable, and it's just keeping me awake and very clear on what's happening right here and now. So living from body first, like I spoke about last week. All right, enough of that. Let's get on to the topic, which is there is no normal. There is no normal to our lives. Our lives are unpredictable, spontaneous, ever-changing, so incredibly fluid that to really sit with that might blow your mind. And I say this and was inspired to talk about this morning because just a few days ago, one of my very dear friends and teacher of ours at Verge lost her son in a tragic, tragic situation in Philadelphia. And I haven't talked about it. I haven't posted about it. I haven't done anything really. I've remained very quiet in my own sphere, because this is the second very, very good friend of mine that has lost a son in a tragic way. And it, you know, it just tears you open. It rips you open. And 2 days ago was the memorial service, and I've been in communication with her and her family constantly. And my friend, as my other friend was as well years ago, was unbelievably stellar in her ability to talk about her son in front of 1,000 people, in her ability to inspire others, in her ability to rise up to the occasion, to be so incredibly vulnerable and open that it just tore every single heart apart in that room. and put it back together in a whole new way. And so that's really what has inspired me to recognize that we cannot control our lives. You know, one day you're sitting at the beach and hours later you're in the homicide department of the Philadelphia police identifying your son. I mean, what the hell? What the hell? So we try to normalize our lives. We try to control things in a way that makes us suffer. And when we can start to practice becoming more fluid with life, becoming more agile in the moment, we can actually practice, if I can even say this, practice for the unthinkable. Practice how in the world we would ever handle the unthinkable. So one, the first question I have for you is, what are you trying to keep normal in your life? What do you strive for every day to keep normal? And I'm not saying it's a bad thing, right? To eat breakfast at the same time, to work out at the same time. Absolutely not. I am all about stability and consistency. There is no doubt about that. But what happens when we become too constrained and too constricted is that we become inflexible to dancing with life. We become so rigid and strict that we can't possibly see life from a different perspective or handle a major change or disruption in our life. So I think it's important to recognize, what are you trying to normalize? And some of it is okay. Not a problem. But the second question, well, let me just pause for a moment before I jump ahead and be honest with you. You know, what am I trying to normalize in my life? There have been things that I've tried to normalize in the past. So let me go there first, and it may open up some things that are happening currently for me. Normalizing, for sure, I've tried to normalize my children, right? In those early years, middle school years, even high school years, you know, trying to keep them within the box that I think that they should be in. You know, really trying to advise them in a way that is in alignment with my values or my passion and my desires or what I foresee them being. You know, some healthy, some maybe not so healthy. I'll admit it. You know, I think as parents, we can all admit controlling our kids, trying to control. And I could say the same for my husband, for sure. You know, trying to normalize, trying to make things the same all the time. I've certainly done it in my business. And I think some of it is necessary. You know, we can't just all be saying and doing and you know, handling customers in whatever way we see fit. There's got to be some systems in place, no doubt. Have I gone overboard? Probably in the past. Have I learned? Oh my gosh, I have learned the hard way. There's no doubt about that. So I've tried to normalize, you know, really in a very frivolous way. I remember trying to normalize my home, right? Trying to keep things just so. You know, this belongs here. No, this belongs here. And why don't you clean that up? And why can't we just all do what we're supposed to do to keep things, you know, clean and tidy and spotless and, you know, in order? So we can all take it too far when we're trying to normalize our life. And what happens when we try to normalize things that really shouldn't be controlled as much, or maybe we've gone overboard with, is that we suffer. We suffer greatly. There's deep internal constriction that happens. There's deep internal disappointment, frustration, anxiety, and anxiousness that happens when things don't go our way, right? What happens when things don't go our way? When someone leaves us, when an employee leaves us, when someone does something that's so out of character that it blows our mind and we fall apart, right? This drama, this constant onslaught of drama that seems to follow people is a result of their trying to control life, and keep it life in a box in the way that they need it to be, to organize life in a way that they can handle it. And so when something happens that's out of the ordinary, they create drama around it and suffer greatly. And not only do they suffer, but they create suffering all around them. It follows them like that, Pigpen in Charlie Brown in the Peanuts, right? Pigpen was always followed by the dirt. I find that to be true for people that have constant drama in their lives. It follows them and it kind of pollutes everybody, to be honest with you. When we try to control life, when we try to normalize things on our behalf, we create internal and external suffering. So my question is, how is that working out for you? How are you suffering because of what it is you're trying to normalize? What are you trying to control? What are you trying to make just so or make just be day in and day out? I heard this great quick saying from Adi Ashanti, one of my favorite meditation teachers. He said very simply in a meditation I was listening to years ago, it stopped me in my tracks. If you want the freedom to be as you are, you need to give others the freedom to be as they want to be. If we want to be free, to explore, to be creative, to toot our own horn, then we need to give others that same freedom. Who are you trying to control? What are you trying to control? What are you trying to normalize in your life? God, it is so unbelievably humbling to make peace with that. To really make peace with the fact that, I'm trying to control my husband. I'm trying to control my kids. I'm trying to normalize my employees so that they do as I say, as I need them to do all the time, right? So much internal tension and stress that manifests in millions of ways, muscular tightness, heart palpitations, digestive issues, sleeplessness, weight gain, exhaustion, depression, irritability, right? Being pissed off all the time. There's some quote, I can't remember who said it. I'll find out who said it and put it in the show notes. But I think it was, I want to say Abraham Lincoln. I don't know why. I just want to say that. That a man can be, man slash woman, right, can be measured not by their actions, but by the degree to which they get angry. Like the magnitude of which they get angry. So in other words, if somebody drops something in your home accidentally and you go on a rampage, that's pretty small potatoes, right? And if you're getting angry at that, boy, that's a real big kind of light bulb for you as to the level at which you're getting angry. So I know I'm completely bashing the quote. I'll find it and put it in the show notes if you want to see it. So how is your controlling life, how is your trying to normalize life on your behalf, work it out for you? This is when we really look at our lives under a microscope. We get super, super honest with ourselves. And the last question, I had the last question like at the front of my mind before I even started, but this is what happens when we go off script, right? You got to go with it, And I think the last question was something about, what are you willing to let go of? What are you willing to allow be? And can you start letting go of your need to normalize life so that you can start to practice dancing with life? So that you can start to practice being more nimble and on your toes instead of, a stick in the mud, right? I think that's a really good metaphor. When we're a stick in the mud, there's no moving us, right? This is the way things are, and this is the way things are going to be. But when we can dance with life like light dancing on water, and we can be more nimble and available for the subtle shifts and changes, we will prepare ourselves for those inevitable showstoppers. I mean, I think about the pain and suffering of so many people that have not only predictable suffering, you know, predictable losses, but unpredictable loss, sudden unpredictable loss, and how it can rock us and will rock us. And we will all be rocked. There's no doubt about that. If you haven't been rocked already, we will be rocked in this lifetime. How are you preparing your physicality, your nervous system, to be able to be living in that completely unpredictable, spontaneous shift of life? How will you find your ground to be a light in this world and not be completely brought to your knees in a way that is unhelpful for others, in a way that kind of pollutes the environment around you? To be in flow, to be truly in flow with life, is to be fluid, nimble, agile, flexible, malleable, to be able to dance with life no matter what happens. It's not all going to be good, you know, but there is such beauty in the dance. As I watched my stellar, thoroughbred girlfriend stand on stage at the memorial service for her son, Sean, and inspire thousands to live from love and not from hate, to see love in everyone, to rise up to the challenges of life in a way that inspires others. My God, I was brought to my knees. And I believe that we can see this in everyday life. We can watch people as they maneuver in life, through life, in a more graceful way, in a more fluid way, rolling with life, as opposed to getting caught in the storms for years or decades, bringing themselves and others down with them. So when we stop trying to normalize our lives, when we recognize that life is ever changing, and that the only constant in life is change, we start to recognize, you know, what the Buddha said, which is life is suffering. Life, there will be suffering, and when we can make peace with that, there will be loss. There will be life and loss, and life and loss, and life and loss. And when we can play with that in every moment, dying to ourselves in every moment, we wake up. We wake up to this moment, this brilliant, bright, shiny, or perhaps not so shiny moment, and we meet life head on with open heart and bright eyes so that we can fully participate in flow in this moment, right here, right now, and we become that fluid, light-filled being, as my friend so beautifully depicted on stage just a few days ago. So there it is, unscripted, you know, open, available, unscripted, and allowing for genius, intelligence, life force, grace to move through me in every moment as it will. Thank you. Thank you for listening right through to the end. That says a lot about your curiosity about your own life. Please share this episode with somebody who perhaps is, you may feel like is suffering in that container of control. You know, maybe it's a sort of not so not so obvious, or maybe obvious smack on the head. And please be in touch with me, Kara@KaraBradley.net. You know I love hearing from you. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Go out there and shine.
If you're feeling fired up from this episode, please share it with a friend. And review this podcast on iTunes and Google Play. And help me help more folks show up for their high-definition, high-voltage life.